The Internet, the final frontier.
Well, hello. On today's episode, I tell a story about almost getting shot in the face. Also, nutritional yeast. It's back. That's right, Brad's Raw Chips has outdone themselves this time. I'm Justin Eisenstadt.
I'm Colin Kakalis.
I'm Sean Holmes.
And I'm Benjamin Price.
And you just got to the good part. Strap in and sit tight, because we are boldly going nowhere. Hello and welcome to episode 61 of Boldly Going Nowhere, the show that's so popular you've never even heard of it. I'm Justin Eisenstadt.
I'm Colin Kakamas.
I'm Sean Holmes.
And I'm Benjamin Price.
And back with us again, Brian Massey.
How's it going, guys?
Hi.
Like we can't get rid of you.
I love it when people forget their own names.
Yeah.
Colin,
I'm pretty much just squatting here now.
Colin,
just
you're
distracted.
Colin, you're so negative. I see little green things coming. Is that a pineapple up your ass? Smile, goddammit.
He doesn't want me to be a regular host anymore.
Take
Jeez.
That pineapple out of your ass and show us those pearly whites.
Yeah.
Well,
I'll always
pearly whites.
You know what, though? Let's be honest. There's not a lot of reasons to smile in today's episode. I have a story about almost getting shot in the face.
Jeez.
That's a bit of an exaggeration, but...
dun, dun, dun.
It's called showmanship, Brian.
And now you all wonder why I'm being an asshole to him.
Yeah. So I have a story of danger and peril. We have a new... Well, Brad's Raw... Let's just say... Brad's Raw Chips has outdone themselves this time.
Oh, no.
Ladies and gentlemen, wait till you hear this shit.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yes.
It's the return of the kale chip.
Oh, jeez.
With a vengeance.
There, Sean. It'll be
Sean's
okay.
Crying already. So you know it's going to be
the return of green vomit.
I'm the only one here who has not tasted those
All
chips.
Right. I'll try to piece myself
and
together.
And I'm sorry.
Here we go. Justin, let it rip.
Okay.
All right.
Well, let's start with this tale of danger. How to explain it. Well, this past Friday, I will not name names in this particular story, but I'll use first initials. So I was out with a group of guys, we'll say M, A, B, and... Oh, there's two M's.
Can you use
Mab?
Can you just call them like Jim Bob, Joe...
All right. I'll just come up with some
How
fake
homie,
names.
Homie?
I'll come up with some fake names. So I was out
We're
with
Johns.
Conrad, Leroy, Shmuel.
Shmuel.
Shmuel. Shmuel.
Shmuel.
And Jackass.
And Higgins.
Leroy, Conrad, Shmuel, and
Higgins.
And
Dick.
Yeah, and Dick.
And Dick.
Okay. Dick.
So,
Dick is the theme
Dick
of
works.
The story.
Yeah.
He was never named Richard.
So, Dick, it was Shmuel's birthday. He's turning 21. Good old Shmuley.
All right.
And he decided he wanted to go to a strip club. So
Shmuel goes to the strip club.
Yeah, Shmuel goes to the strip club. It sounds like a children's
in
book.
In B more.
So, we were doing some pre-gaming beforehand, engaging in some festivities. And don't show me things when I'm trying to tell a story. You jerk.
I'm sorry.
Colin
would try to be involved in here.
You're trying
I'm
to
sorry.
We're family.
It's Black Gandalf. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, but you're...
Is it better than Black Zordon?
It's Morgan Freeman as Gandalf. I'm sorry. It bared interruption.
Colin, don't apologize
to
me.
Wait. Just grape soda, thank you.
Thank you. Oh, dude! What the fuck? What is wrong with you?
All right.
What is right with me? That's the question.
God damn it. All right, don't apologize to me. Apologize to the listeners, because they can't see Black Gandalf. So do you realize what an asshole you are being by talking about a funny picture that none of the people listening
Unless you're
see.
Writing a blog about Black Gandalf.
I will link this photo. I will link this photo on the blog.
That's acceptable.
Here, this
okay.
VGN
podcast
at
blogspot.com.
Now finish your story. Throwing off my flow. All right, so we're pre-gaming, we do some festivities. So by the time we leave, it's already like 1 in the morning. So, you know, the place closes at like 2. So we're not going to have that much time. But we're like a mile away. We're like a mile away, so it shouldn't have taken us more than 15 minutes to get there.
Mm-hmm.
But we're driving in, well, let's say Dick's car, because Dick is a real dick in this story.
Dick
has a shitty
dick. I don't know why we were hanging out with this guy. He's just, there has no redeeming qualities whatsoever. Just loud, obnoxious, just carries around knives for some reason and will just take them out and play with them, like their toys, like butterfly knives.
Hey, dog, look what I can do with this.
Yeah, because he thinks it's cool. Yeah. Drives a stick, even though he doesn't know how to drive it. So every time he shifts, it's like clunk, like
gear grinding.
Drives like 100 miles an hour, cuts people off, just misses turns. Has poor personal hygiene. His catchphrase is anal.
What?
That's his catchphrase.
Anal.
So Dick likes
that
anal.
Isn't anal is his catch. Wait.
So Dick likes anal.
Yes.
Hey, all right.
No,
and
these
and be more.
Slice and dice.
These more. Get on in it.
We are laughing.
It's become. That's like his catchphrase. It's his signature
anal
thing that he does. He'll just in any situation, regardless of whether it's relevant, he'll just go anal.
How is his signature? Is he anal retentive?
I don't know. I'm not answering that.
Boo.
Boo.
I'm pretty sure.
Well, what's the deal with airline peanuts?
I would not want to look in his sock drawer because I'm pretty sure they're all going to be crusty and gross.
Ew.
Yeah.
Okay.
And cut up with knives.
Moving on with the story.
So he's driving and suddenly we come up on this car and for some reason... He sees his car. It's got, you know, two kind of rougher-looking dudes in the car. And for some reason, he's like, bet I could drop these guys. That car's a piece of shit. I could drop these guys, no problem. You want me to drop these guys? I'm like, no. Why? Why are you... What are you doing? Let's just continue driving.
Whose friend is this?
I'm not even... That's too long a story to explain.
Wow.
Yeah. And not that interesting.
Okay.
Unlike this story. So he rolls down the window, completely ignoring us, and he starts talking shit to these guys. Like, that thing's a beater. That thing's a piece of shit. I'm gonna, leave you guys in my dust, and takes off, driving like 80 miles an hour down this, tiny one-way street. And the thing is, we're in downtown Baltimore, so there's traffic lights like every block. So he's, he's enough of a badass that he's going to street race these guys, but not enough of a badass to disobey traffic laws. So he stops at the red light. And of course they pull up next to us and they're like, what the hell? Why are you like, we didn't start this. We weren't even looking at you. And he does the same thing. He takes off again and we're in the car. Like, what are you doing? This is not smart. You are not smart. And he decides that, okay, he's won. He's proved his point. He's left them in his dust, despite the fact that he keeps stopping at each red light for them to come up.
One of these things, you roll down your window and you yell, sorry about your penis!
So we're like, all right, you missed the turn like 3 blocks ago because you weren't paying attention because you were street racing. So we're like, all right, just turn off here. So he turns off and now they follow us. So now they're following us. So they're like, ugh. What have you gotten us into? So finally they pull up real close at the next light, roll down their window, and the guy's like, yo, you ever come into my territory and disrespect me like that again, I will fucking kill you. Like, you don't come in here and talk to me like that. Like, who the fuck do you think you are? Like, I'll let you go if you tell me right now that you're a little bitch. Like, just tell me right now what a little bitch you are, and we'll let you go, because I know you're a little bitch, and I know you ain't going to do shit. And there was a lot of other stuff, but I was in the back seat, and I couldn't quite hear it all. And we're like, oh, my God. And my friend, let's say Conrad, he's sitting in the front seat, and he's like, Dick, if I get shot in the face, I'm going to be so pissed off at you, which was my sentiments exactly. Because here's the thing. Baltimore City, people are crazy. I mean, people are crazy all over, but particularly in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you throw a fist, they're going to pull a knife. You pull a knife, they're going to pull out a gun. If you pull out a gun, they're going to get their bunch of their homies and bring a lot more guns.
Yeah.
That's just the way it works. People,
like Pesci.
It takes nothing to set people off in this city. It doesn't matter if these guys are white or black or whatever. They're Baltimore. Like, you can tell just by looking at them, these are Baltimore people. Like, they live here, and they will take this shit seriously. It doesn't matter what you do. Conrad, one of his friends, got jumped for wearing the wrong football jersey. He was wearing a jersey for a different team, and so he got jumped and ended up in a hospital in a coma for a month.
Which he was asking for it. I mean, if you're going to wear it, I know it's freedom of expression and all that, but in Baltimore, it's a different place. If you wear a Ravens jersey, you're going to pretty much get along with everybody.
Yeah. Just like the Ravens. Doesn't matter whether you actually like them. If you're in Baltimore, like the Ravens. Because you're in Baltimore. People in Baltimore, you know, there's only so many things that we can really, like, hold and take pride in. And the Ravens are one of those few things that people in Baltimore still hold on to as, like, a point of pride for their city. Because they ain't got much.
Or you wear a shirt with a giant crab on it.
Yeah, you got crabs, you got the Ravens.
Got crabs, got the Ravens, the O's.
Yeah, you got. I guess you got the O's, although
and
really...
I guess the O's, Otacon, maybe.
Otacon, maybe.
You don't got much.
Yeah.
I mean, we're pretty much, it's Dundalk it's Beach. It's something where if you're purposely wearing a shirt and you're purposely looking for trouble, Was it Shmooly?
Shmooly's birthday. Shmooly, by the way.
Or was it Dick? Was it Dick?
Dick was the one driving. Shmooly is the person whose birthday we were going out for. Although I should mention that Shmooly was gone, like just wasted by the time before he even showed up. He's in the back
seat. Well, it's his birthday.
He showed up to the apartment and had to throw up before we could even go out again. So he's already
drunk. He knows how to
Did
party.
Did you guys ever even make it to the strip club?
So, let's just finish the story. Thank you for getting us back on track. So, Dick is, like, trying to just, like, brush him off. He's like, nah, it's cool, guys, whatever. Just to calm down. Like, it's cool. And they're like, no, just say those. I just want to hear you say those words. Just say, I'm a little bitch. And then say you're sorry. And we're just like, just apologize to the guys. Like, you started this shit. You started it. And I don't think it would be exaggerating to say that, you know, he could have gotten us killed because you don't know what these guys are capable of. He's like, they don't have shit. They don't have a gun. Like, I've got my knives. It's like, you don't know that. You can't see what's in their car. You don't know these guys.
And you can't throw your knife across.
You can't. No matter how much you're going to brag, I'm pretty sure you can't throw a knife with pinpoint.
You brought
accuracy,
some knives to a gunfight.
Or even throw it through their vehicle.
Or through their window or something. It doesn't matter how many knives you have.
He brought knives to a gunfight.
One gun trumps any number of knives.
Oh, great.
Unless you're a fucking ninja, a knife in a car means nothing. I'm sorry. Yeah. Like,
right. It's... You're in a car. That's the thing, too. Yeah. Like you
so,
can't.
So what happened?
I mean, finally, he just keeps driving. Eventually, they leave us. They leave, and we get to the strip club, and it's already closed.
Well,
so
probably because it's so late.
What should have taken us, you know, 15 minutes to go there, it took like 45 minutes with all the, and plus he kept missing the turns and shit. And now we're all freaked out because now we're walking around and wondering, all right, who else is he going to decide to fuck with now? Like, who else are we going to have to worry about stepping on their toes? Because this guy clearly,
or these people coming up,
you can't control. Or, yeah, them just, like, coming up.
And,
like,
out of the woodworks and just fucking,
it's like they just went home. It's like, okay,
right.
Fuck it. He won't say anything. Okay, they might be going home to get a fucking gun.
Or getting their groups,
you
know? Together.
And, like, okay, let's analyze the situation should it come to blows. I mean, all right, it's... Technically, it's 5-2, so we should have the advantage. But I'm drunk. Shmooly's, like, barely conscious. So you basically have... And I'm even sober. I'm not going to be that much good in a fight.
And you're Jewish, so... You're
so, like...
You maybe win a number.
Get that! Bagel power.
Like... you don't have to be mean about it.
We'll write a check.
You guys are douchebags.
We can solve these problems, yeah.
Like, I'm not saying I'm a pussy,
I love you,
but
Justin.
Like,
I love you.
I can be like, I can admit to the fact that, like, I'm a small guy. I'm not going to be that much use in a fight.
Yeah, obviously.
And so you basically have two, maybe three people against these two guys who are like, A, I wouldn't say these guys are small, but B, they're like dirty, rough-looking Baltimore guys. Mm-hmm. Clearly, they're not going to give a shit, and probably have been in a lot more fights than any of us. Yeah. So there's really no like way that the scenario is going to turn out in any way that's good. So,
I mean, I fought Baltimore men. Don't fight Baltimore guys. Seriously, yeah. Just don't, because they don't give a fuck. They really just don't give a fuck.
Yeah. So that's, I mean, yeah. That's really it. I guess really nothing actually happened. I mean, there was never a fight, never came to blows. But I don't think I'd be exaggerating if I said that Dick could have gotten us killed.
Mm-hmm. What a dick.
What a dick. So that is the story of how I could have almost gotten shot in the face.
Right. In Baltimore.
So, all right, now we have something even worse than that. Far more terrifying and far more disturbing. Colin, the laptop, please.
Okay, let me pull the article up for you.
What could be worse than Baltimore, motherfuckers?
I'll tell you what.
That was interesting. And makes me not want to go back to Baltimore, ever.
I mean, I still, you know, I work down there. I kind of have to go there a lot.
Well, during the day, it's fine.
I have a quick Fells story
Point
about
and
Baltimore
a Sunday morning
doesn't
is
involve
lovely.
Me. I have a quick story that doesn't involve me, but it does involve Baltimore and my sister.
Well,
her
how long
friends.
Is it?
Go ahead.
No, not long at all, actually. What happened was, is my sister and my two sisters and their boyfriends pretty much went to Baltimore to a concert, got piss-ass drunk, you know, they were high and everything else like that, and they were trying to leave Baltimore. Well, they ended up going into, I think, what they call it, the Blue Light District. They got the camera.
Yeah, yeah. The Blue Light Special.
They were trying to get directions to get out of there, and it was pretty bad because they were fighting. You know, my sister Julie and her boyfriend Vincenzo. I'm going to give names there. They when they get drunk, they get belligerent to each other, and you know how it is when a man drives a car. He doesn't want to get directions because he thinks he knows his way around, and he absolutely doesn't. And especially when they're, I'm going to say it. He was super high and drunk. He didn't even know which way he was going, whether it was north or south.
And he was driving?
Yes, and he was driving. Mm. They were belligerent. Everybody was belligerent, and they were trying to get out of there.
I remember some people were being intoxicated. We were driving through Baltimore in the Blue Light District, and we were going through this one bad area, and a cop goes up and checks everybody, and we're all, like, stressed out because we're thinking, like, because some of my friends have the extracurricular activity in the car, which you guys know what that is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I do this motion, you'll know. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of nervous that we're going to get busted. And he goes, guys, I'm not going to search you. I'm not going to bust you. But if you see a lot of people walking up to your car, you have my permission to run the red light.
Hey.
Wow.
And stop signs. And it's like, here's mine. This is my officer. Here's my card. Just say this officer, so-and-so. And then you say the name and report that.
Yeah.
Yes, I mean, and he goes, move along. And so we were just like, we're getting the fuck out of here.
That's crazy.
Where's the highway?
That reminds me of another story, actually. It actually happened in Frederick. There was a lady that I used to go out with a little bit. She was a part of Frederick, and she was driving around. She delivers, you know, the Washington Post late at night. That's when they do deliver it. And she was going through Frederick, and a bunch of people came up to her car when she had the tallest paper and surrounded it. This is happening in Frederick. And but the funny thing was, they were actually kind of cool. They came up to her and they were like almost chill. It was really weird. They were actually like hoodlums. They went up there and they're like, "Oh, we can help you out with your paper, you know, with your papers. We can take your papers to the place." But yeah, they came up and just started chilling with her. And she was scared because it was like literally like 10 people coming up and they surrounded her car and actually sat in her car and everything else.
Yeah,
and
I mean, if I can give,
it was like she was there and all of a sudden they were boom.
If I can give anyone advice, like, if you have to go down to the city or, like, you know, because I have to – the youth group that I was talking about, like, that is in a really bad neighborhood. It's in Reservoir Hill, which is, like, it's a rough – it's a rough neighborhood. There's, like, a open-air drug market. In broad daylight, people are selling and dealing drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And, granted, I would never stay there after dark. I mean, we work there during the day, but even during the day, you still got to be careful. So if I could give anyone advice, if they're worried about, like, going downtown or walking to the city, one I would say is just be yourself. Like, don't try to be something you're not. Don't try to act like you fit in, because people will
just stand.
People
detect
will
that.
Sense that immediately, because if there's one thing people in Baltimore really get pissed off at, it's people being fake or people not being real. Like, realness is really important to people in Baltimore. And real doesn't mean what you think being real means. It just means be yourself. It just means
it's like that Harlem sensitivity that we're like kind of that yeah. real. The word that word got popular from there.
Yeah, walk with confidence. Really, yeah. That's what I've always
walk
been
with.
Told.
Yep, walk like you have a reason to be there. In fact, also look like you have a reason to be there. Some people, I've also actually heard people say this, including my brother, think that if they dress like nicer, that they'll be a that they'll be more of a target. It's actually the opposite, because if you look like. Especially if, like, say you have a shirt or something that has, you know, your organization or something you work for, or say you've got a clipboard or something. If you are clearly there for business, people are less likely to harass you. A, if you look nice and you look presentable, you look like someone who people will notice if they go missing. If you look like a bum, if you look like just some homeless person, you're more of a target because people will assume that's just some bum. Like, no one's going to care if I mm-hmm. if I jump that guy.
Yeah. I put on my blazer when I go down there.
Yeah, a guy in a suit, people assume that person is important and assume that someone is going to notice if that guy goes missing or if something happens to them. And also, just in general, people just can sense that level of respect that they should afford you. Yeah. So, I mean, but still be smart about it. Don't, like... Don't go into situations that you don't need to go into.
Here's the areas
don't
flash, to stay away
don't
from.
Make eye contact with people you don't need to make eye
cash.
Contact.
The areas
don't
you
flash
want,
cash.
Yeah, basically just...
Keep your wallet in your front pocket.
The areas that you want to be in Baltimore and the areas you want to avoid, Charm City, you're pretty much in the clear. If you're around that area where the aquarium is and where was it Power Plant Live is?
Well, I mean that's Inner Harbor. That's like not even real Baltimore.
Yeah, exactly. Just stay in Charm City. I mean, if you need to go to a show, that's fine. Just try to get a close parking spot.
If you clearly look like a tourist, just stay in the tourist.
You remember when we went?
If you have to go to Baltimore, go to there. Areas.
You remember those hookers we saw that day when you were taking me out for my birthday to go to that one concert?
Yeah. No, I have a other interesting story. I mean, if you want to,
but
put,
I would
put
just
say
in general,
say,
as surprising.
That one story where we were at the gas station with Colin.
Oh my god! We talked about that during the JMB Orgone show.
Yeah.
We already talked about.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then let's just move on with this. But I mean, last thing I would say, and this is by no means a rule, and none of these things are rules because. Shit can happen anytime, but yeah. I would actually say, contrary to what people might think, you are actually probably less of a target if you are white. Like a lot of white people think that because they're white, they're probably more likely to be a target. Well, it's actually the opposite, because like 90% of crimes in the city happen between people who know each other. It's it's very few that are just random acts of violence.
True.
So,
all right. So,
speaking of random acts of violence, let's talk about Brad's raw chips.
That was the most beautiful segue ever.
I didn't even notice. We're in another segment
because I have received an email that may warrant us perpetrating some, well, decidedly non-random because we're talking about them deliberately. Acts of violence.
They sent us the email.
Oh, shit.
I would consider their email to us a random act of violence on my brain. The fact that I had to read this shit.
Turf. Oh, God.
Okay. Oh, I don't know. There's no introduction to this. I'll just jump right into it.
Well, do you see the first link right there? They have it linked just to buy first
Well,
thing.
Yeah, that's in every email. Every email starts, buy bold. Chips and leafy kale.
Yeah.
like they didn't get
they
it the first time.
No.
But this email... Now, I've gotten, you know, we haven't talked about Brad's Raw Chips in a while, but I have gotten, there have been two emails previously between now and the last time that we talked about one. Ugh. They weren't that interesting. There was like a Happy Holidays one and just kind of a generic one. But this one we have to talk about. Introducing the Brad's Raw Chips Chip Factory, opening May 12th, 2012, the Brad's Chip Factory and Education Center will feature a raw juice bar along with planned community events, lifestyle coaching, and all-around healthy living workshops.
Workshops?
You know what? It probably is the end of the world.
Free labor, pretty much.
I'll go ahead and give you the address right now if you want to go ahead and start camping out there and...
Occupying it.
Occupy Brad's Raw Chips. It's 7034 Easton Road, Pipersville, Pennsylvania. 18947. And their phone number, if you want to call them, is 215-766-3739.
That's
215-766-3739. Damn. So let's talk about Brad's Raw Foods Chip Factory. In early January, we moved right next door from our previous production facility to our new space, the Chip Factory, to accommodate our incredible growth. After 4 months of construction...
that we got eating the chips.
Yeah, because as Colin demonstrated in our taste testing episode, his chips are not that healthy. Rolled Skulls pretzels are healthier for you than Brad's Raw chips. After 4 months of construction, we are almost ready for our grand opening event. Check out our new Facebook page, The Chip Factory, and be sure to like it to get a sneak peek at the new Chip Factory space in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, which will be opening on May 12th, 13th, for a gala event. Yes, that is their words, a gala event
featuring
workshops, music, performance, and vendors. And
I wonder who's going to be playing there.
Well, one is... Yeah. I believe Norman L. Witherspoon will be telling the story of Buckethead, accompanied by Sean on harmonica.
Okay.
Yep, it was back in 1969. Buckethead first climbed out of his chicken coop. All right, if you want to hear the Buckethead story, listen to the latest Justin's Jukebox coming out later this week.
What else is the email saying? It's a winner.
It's a real winner.
What else is this? Brad's
okay, well
email?
Here's the sentence that really cracked me up. So the Brad's Raw Chips Center, it will be a center for juicing, cleansing, art, music, yoga, raw and nurturing foods. Community and education.
That's a hippie.
It's cleansing. Cleansing. Now, what you want to do is sit on the toilet the like this.
Juicing and cleansing.
And so basically, you're in.
That makes me moist.
Then eat the chip and.
Basically, that's really. Let's be honest. That's what they're talking about when they say cleansing.
You're gonna get sick.
You're gonna
off
shit.
The food.
You're gonna shit your guts out.
Shit and vomit. Your guts out.
Cleansing. That makes me moist.
Not to be graphic or anything.
Bathrooms are sponsored by Glade.
Not to be graphic or Brad anything, bullshit. But it's going to look like when the little girl vomits up the pea soup in The Exorcist. That's
Brad's Raw Chips?
Like.
More like Brad's Raw Shits.
Hey-o.
Oh!
Oh!
Slice and dice.
Okay.
Yeah, hey, John, you should get the when he says pea soups, you should get the audio clip from The Rescue Down Under when the little I think it was
pea
a roast.
Soup.
It's like pea soup.
Pea soup.
Or just get the clip from The Exorcist of the possessed girl vomiting up projectile
get
vomiting.
Get
your mother sucks cocks in hell.
Your mother sucks cocks in hell.
So I think as
get
Colin
Paula Deen on this.
Colin, you described this place and quite accurately.
This fucking chip factory sounds like a goddamn hippie commune.
Yeah.
Diabetes.
Let's go back to Waco in 1994 and just see how that worked wonderfully.
So, we walk
I could imagine it now. I mean, seriously, Brad and like 100 other like crazed vegetarians threatening to dynamite the place while being surrounded by meat eaters.
You'll never take my virgins.
I mean, the guys clearly. The guy is clearly a cult leader. He's old yet strangely healthy, has fantastic hair, and is a really, really great self-promoter.
Well, because
he also talks about getting laid because you're going to get healthy, you're going
to
get laid.
He's a cult leader. All right, so let's get back to this. So
he wears Nike shoes.
No, because they're made in sweatshops. He makes his own shoes.
Out of kale.
Yeah.
Dried kale.
Leathery kale.
They're biodegradable.
It's hemp, man. You take hemp and you weave it into a shoe, man. You can do it with chips.
Far out, man. Wow,
dump
man.
The big fat
I'm digging,
of
I'm
into
digging
the mix.
Cleansing part of the workshop.
You got the fat sack of reefer in the mix.
All right. We need to get that.
Man,
clear.
My mom was
this
pissed.
Is real
speaking of which, you probably could get some good shit there. Some good
I'm sure you can get some fantastic stuff.
you can get some excellent pot.
Which may
Brad's
be some incentive to go up there.
Factory.
Yeah, if he sells pot, I'll buy it. Fuck it.
Yo, Brad, can I get some leafy vegetables from you?
Yeah, the leafy greens.
Sure, man. Where's your medical card?
The unlabeled bag.
I wouldn't be surprised if Brad's announces like 2 months from now that they're also a dispensary.
Dude, that would be the fucking shit.
I don't think Pennsylvania allows dispensaries, but Brad's will be the first one.
Like, trying to promote it.
I'd be like, dude, we're making a trip up to fucking Pennsylvania.
If your system doesn't move the way you like it to move.
Okay. Anyway.
You try these.
So go back to this.
I don't like them alone. I like to eat them with homos.
Homos.
Ketchups. Ketchups.
All right. Anyway, go back.
Yeah.
To this.
All right. Yeah. If you need to go back and brush up on Brad's raw chips and get an introduction, go back. I believe the original episode where we talked about it was actually called Homos. So
Homos. Yeah.
Anyway,
I was there.
You were there.
About my pies.
Now don't talk. Yay. We welcome all members from our community to sharing great music, demonstration, workshops, potlucks, and of course, raw food.
Potlucks. Yeah. Oh God. That's like like Russian roulette
so
with food.
Our first party at the Chip Factory will be the Yuri Gowen Potluck Fundraiser.
I think that's already gone down. It was like on February 28th.
Oh, they did. We held our first ever event at the Chip Factory on February 18th, a fundraiser for our good friend Yuri Gowen, who's pictured above. He's a hippie dude with long hair and a beard.
Lots of hair.
And he's playing a guitar on his lap.
A resonator?
Yeah. Hammer. No, it's just a regular guitar, but he's doing
the hammer
style.
Yeah,
he would be there.
Yeah. Who suffered an injury resulting in significant damage to his fingers. Well, maybe you shouldn't be playing guitar then. That was mean.
That's fine.
The way he does.
He's careful, Justin. Karma's a bitch.
I know. I don't want anything to happen.
You're going to go to Baltimore.
He's currently going through a period of healing and rehabilitation. We hosted this event to help him raise money to pay for his exorbitant medical bills and lift his spirits.
That was nice.
It was a rousing success. Not only did 300 local Bucks County residents attend, but the community donated a total of $4,500. All right, I'm not gonna talk shit about that part, because that's nice.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
But this part I am going to talk shit about. The entertainment included local bands and artists, a capoeira demonstration. Do you guys know what capoeira is?
Is that the rodent, the capybara?
No, it's the Brazilian dancing martial arts.
It's breakdance fighting.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
There was that one movie about that guy trying to teach it to a bunch of inner city youths.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there was...
it's pretty bad.
There was the scene in... what's the Tony Jaa film? The Protector. Where he has to fight all those different dudes like at once in that temple that's on fire, and one of them is a capoeira guy.
Didn't Dustin Hoffman do that?
Tony Jaa saves the elephants?
Yeah, or Tony Jaa breaks everyone's bones.
Didn't Dustin Hoffman do that in Meet the Parents too?
Or yes. Knees of Justice. Yeah.
That's true.
Or Knees of Justice.
Yeah, Knees of Justice. Okay. Yes.
Taste my justice.
Oh, some neat photos here.
Yeah. What the F? Okay. All right, you need to... We need to put this picture on
the blog
because there's a picture
on it and we can link to it.
Of Matt Merwin playing his own homemade didgeridoo. This thing is like...
It's ginormous.
It's gigantic.
What?
It's like 10 feet long. It's like 10 feet long. It looks like he's just blowing into a tree trunk.
Or a piece of driftwood would be...
I mean, it's enormous. You just have to see this thing.
I was in the San Francisco Bay. And I thought it's an enormous piece of wood. So I hauled it out, and I'm blowing on it.
So in other Brad's Raw news, Sean, we have the Brad's Raw contest. if you remember, that's the contest to make a jingle for Brad's Raw foods.
Were we trying to make a jingle for that? We never did.
Well, I came up with one in the car, which went something like, if you need a chip that helps you poo, Brad's Raw Chips is the chip for you.
I like that.
Ketchups! Yeah. Ketchups! Ketchups!
That was my contribution to it.
Ketchups!
Ketchups!
Yeah.
Almost.
Well, good news. The deadline has been extended to March 31st.
Meaning
so
they didn't have
enter.
Any damn entries.
Yeah, basically means no one entered.
Colin and I were working on one last night.
Yeah.
But if...
Why not? Why not enter? That'd be pretty cool.
Maybe.
Because if we win, we could... Maybe.
Maybe.
I think Wednesday.
If they give us money, we could use it to fund our equipment to talk more shit about.
Or.
Oh, the irony.
That's sweet irony. That's most likely what we do. Or we could donate that money to starting a new organization, which could be called Thad's Extremely Processed Foods.
Thad's Extremely Processed Foods.
Thad's Lard Chips.
And we get
they're extra creamy.
Thad's pork rinds.
Thad's pork rinds and other comestibles.
We'll get the guy from the oatmeal to make all the drawings in front of
us.
Would you like a cheese doodle?
You know what? No. Here's what you do. We take that money and we'd start up that delivery Mexican business and be millionaires overnight.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
Yes.
That's what we're talking about, investing it into the community.
Fuck yes.
Yes. Yeah,
to give them something awesome. That they people actually
the
want.
The obese, lazy community.
Delivery Mexican.
Would you like a churro? Here you go.
Would you like a churro delivered to you in under 20 minutes?
Yes.
Yes? Okay.
Is it 2 a.m.? Are you drunk? I'll be there.
Yeah, it'll be 24 hours. Just
slide it through the mail drop.
Good thing we ordered Mexican pizzas.
Yeah, that would be cool, too.
Just slide the burrito through the mail drop.
Not these little ones.
122. 122 and an eighth?
Yep.
Where's 122 and an eighth? You're standing on it, dude.
You're standing on it, dude.
All right. So...
I got to get a new route.
Other news, Brad's will be at Natural Foods Expo West, the Anaheim Convention Center, March 9th through 11th.
We'll be there.
Coming up.
Hell no, we will not.
Also, Brad will be attending a service at the Agape International Spiritual Center.
What the fuck?
Dr. Michael Beckwith on Brad's birthday, March 4th. Wait, that's today. Today is Brad's birthday.
Brad,
happy birthday!
Oh, yeah, it's a copyright song.
Brad's raw chips
God damn it, Michael
makes
Jackson.
You poo.
Brad's chips make you poo.
All right, the agape.
Don't eat them, they'll make.
Happy, congratulations,
happy
Brad!
It's Brad's raw chips. Happy,
congratulations,
happy
Brad!
We
you're
don't
one
give
year.
A shit. Happy, happy birthday! It's Brad's raw chips. Happy, happy birthday! We don't give a shit. Hey,
congratulations, Brad! You're 1 year closer to death.
Yeah.
Yay! I dressed myself today. Yay!
I think we should play that. We should play that They Might Be Giants song. You're older than you've ever been, and now you're even older.
And now you're even older. And now you're even older. You're older than you've ever been, and now you're even older. And now you're older still.
Okay. The Agape International Spiritual Center is a global community dedicated to recognizing, honoring, and nurturing.
Are you still talking about
the
that?
Dignity and uniqueness of all peoples.
Okay, why was that important?
Because Brad's going to be there.
Brad's
going to
be
birthday.
There. Brad's here today.
Yeah,
Brad's there today.
Actually, it was at 11 a.m.
Hell of a way to spend a birthday, man.
He was totally.
And finally,
what's it say what thing?
Finally, I just want to hear some testimonials from real Brad's Raw Chips customers.
Oh, Christ.
Oh God!
It's horrible.
All right,
let's hear them.
If one of these, if not one of these testimonials mentions them getting horrible diarrhea, I'm calling shenanigans.
I already did that. I was like, I read that email, and I was like, I'm sorry, Brad, but I'm afraid I'm going to have to call bullshit. I did that on his. I tweeted that on his Twitter.
So this is
you tweeted. Yeah. You tweeted that. On his
I tweeted
Twitter.
It on our behalf.
Why you tweeted that on Twitter?
Is it something we can pull up.
That man should be racing in Baltimore, not the other.
By
guy.
The way, Brad's Raw Foods is hiring. If anyone's out there looking for a job,
hell,
no.
West Coast account manager in California, a plant manager in Piper'sville, in-store product promoters in Gaithersburg,
no.
Rockville, Potomac, Bethesda, and Silver Spring.
No one wants to eat vegetable jerky, okay?
They
no one does.
Demonstration area manager, sales,
you gotta
sales
eat
support.
And survive.
They do need a social media specialist.
Social media specialist?
And
hey, that might be something we could do, guys.
And a Brad's Raw Health Institute manager for immediate hire. So, here's the testimonials, just simply labeled,
say what?
Say what?
Say what?
Say what? All
right.
They won't know.
All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right. Naima Akita says, I had
Wait. Who?
Naima Akita.
Okay.
I had your Bless nasty you. Hot.
Can I say it in my Jew voice?
Yeah.
I had your nasty hot.
I had your nasty hot leafy kale today for the first time.
I had to check my blood
for the first time, and I finished the whole container in an hour and a half.
It took her an hour and a half to eat the whole thing.
Why was my anus burn?
Did she dunk them in hummus?
I absolutely
burns.
Love them.
It burns so bad.
Hey, keep going.
God, you assholes need to stop talking over each other.
Well, I'm trying to help
you. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for such a wonderfully delicious, healthy vegan snack. It really made my day. I'm going to have to go back to the store this evening and get more.
Oh, my God.
This is from Jane Morrison. Just have to tell you, I've really tried to eat kale for years, as I know how good it is for you, but have had great difficulty until today. Yeah, because it's fucking awful. When I tried a sample of your kale chips in Whole Foods Westport, I bought a box of the Vampire Killer for my husband to try.
Yes, it would kill him.
And what a success. Needless to say, I will be buying more. Thank you for finally making kale a very palatable snack, or us now. Bullshit. This is from...
I didn't know Van Helsing was a snack item now.
This is from Mark Taylor. Mark says, picked up several bags of your raw chips this week, and they are just what I've been looking for. I tried to eat healthy, but corn chips and salsa are my vice. These chips taste great and are the perfect healthy alternative to use with salsa. I'm a business owner, and I know how hard it is to create a successful product. I just wanted to pass along my appreciation for what you've come up with. Keep up the good work. All the best.
Oh, God.
Michelle LaCoyle Harris says, I just started eating your leafy kale, and it's awesome. I've always been a cheese fiend, but I'm trying to eat healthier, and the nutritional yeast gives me the cheese fix I crave.
Yeast.
You know what? I'm not even reading anymore. That's enough.
Why does my crotch itch every time I hear that?
We're done.
Because you're in Maryland.
All right, so.
God. The funny thing is, the thing that cracks me up is when during our taste test episode, that day I had actually gone to go look. I went to the store to go look for some Brad's Raw Chips. And like I think I mentioned this in that episode, they only sell them in two places in Frederick. And they sell them at Wegmans and then at a local health food store, right? So I went to Wegmans because it's right down the street, and I couldn't find them in the chip section. And then I asked one of the clerks there, I was like, hey, where would I find Brad's Raw Chips? And they were like, oh, it would be over in our vegan aisle. So Wegmans has its own specialty vegan aisle, right? So I go to the vegan aisle, and I look in the chip section there. They're not there either. I'm like, okay, I'm sorry, you said they were over in the vegan aisle, right? And they're like, yeah, they're right here. And she points me to the vegan jerky aisle.
I'm like,
the vegan jerky aisle?
Did not know that
such
was a
that
thing.
Is really? That's a waste of space.
Because they're not baked, they're not fried, they're dehydrated vegetable matter. And dehydrated matter is jerky.
And
so the store doesn't even classify it as a chip.
We were right.
Yeah.
It is jerky.
It is jerky. It's dehydrated vegetable jerky.
Yeah. It's veggie jerky.
Veggie jerky, and no one wants to eat veggie jerky.
No,
I think the way they're made is that they're slow boiled in a vat containing excretions from Satan's asshole.
You mean Brad's asshole?
For 300,000 years. And then,
I think Robert De Niro sits on it for three weeks and then leans over and then they got yourself a chip.
Isn't the first lady actually promoting kale big time?
Like,
if I'm not mistaken, that's the biggest thing right now is the kale.
This is your problem. You really need to stop having politicians trying to make us have a healthy lifestyle. No one cares.
Yeah.
We're fat.
Yeah.
We made ourselves this way. No one cares.
I did this to me.
Exactly.
We did this to us,
America.
I did
just
this
love
to
it.
Me.
Love
yeah,
it.
You know, I can blame my look or unhealthy habits.
$5 to anyone who can figure out where that line is from.
What?
I did this to me.
It was
Little Nicky?
Nope.
No. It was an old thing for heroin. It was like one of those drug things, like PDAs that usually play them in schools.
Bingo. I'm not giving you $5, though.
Well, yeah, because I stumbled I fell down the stairs with words.
Well, no, it's because you're on the
jerky.
It's because I really wanted to leave it open to the listeners. But
yeah. Okay, thanks. Sorry.
I wouldn't have given them $5 either.
Exactly. You're not going to give someone $5
so I'm glad you,
for something that you're not
going
to get.
Mail someone $5.
That would have been funny.
You actually spend $10 mailing someone $5.
You're paying something with money you don't see to get something that you don't see.
All right, so we're done talking about that, except I think we do need to talk about the most important thing is, which is our plan. Are we going to go to the gala event?
Yes.
On March
yes.
12th and 13th?
Yes, we
gonna
are. Are
we going to officially add this to the beginning of the End of the World tour?
Yes.
What is it? What, May?
May. It's May 12th and 13th, yes. Saturday and Sunday.
I'm afraid.
I would definitely go.
I'm God have mercy.
Are we
going
to go? Do we have to go
it's
ahead
like,
of time?
It's like when Indiana. It's like when Indiana Jones and Indiana Jones Senior drove into Berlin.
Yeah,
we're going into the lion's Junior. Mouth.
Wait. Are we going to have to disguise ourselves as a Nazi and face Hitler?
I really want us to.
Well, basically, we'll have to
brainstorm.
We'll have to disguise ourselves as actual. Like journalists, you know, with real proper credentials, and then we'll have to face Brad.
Do,
so that's close enough.
Colin and I.
I do have a Washington Post shirt embossed.
No. I mean, we'll.
I can put that and put like a little fake.
Two
we'll
of
go
us.
Ahead. We'll go ahead and just do it as we will, like under the podcast, because yeah. Brad doesn't listen to our show.
I'll let you know.
If he sees, they'll be like,
he might
know
after
you.
This.
Okay, here's what Colin and I were thinking.
Okay, yeah.
Colin and I will show up in an official press capacity wearing tuxedos. The rest of you will sneak in and pretend to be wait staff, preferably with fake mustaches, and then you will go around and serve people McDonald's cheeseburgers.
Gentlemen, you know your task. Godspeed.
All right.
We'll
this mission, should you choose to accept it.
Can I serve McNuggets?
Is to feed meat to a bunch of hippie vegans.
I want to serve Baconators.
It truly is Mission Impossible.
No, what you basically all you have to say
can I put
here's
it in different
the newest veggie burger with soy bacon.
Yes,
these are soy nuggets.
Exactly. See, they'll never doubt it.
Wow, these taste exactly like chicken McNuggets
from under
How would you know? How would you know these taste like chicken McNuggets? I mean,
Every Saturday.
That way, if you think you're getting compromised, you just be like, how would you know what they taste like? Aren't you vegan?
You know, well, have you ever noticed that about vegan
I just
vegan
ate an animal. Oh, my soul.
Flavored as meat foods? You know, it's like.
Wouldn't they lose their
like
powers?
Turkey flavored.
Like, true, flavored. The vegan police will show
yeah, like.
Last Tuesday, like you had a plate of chicken parmigiana.
How the hell did they get
chicken's
beef?
Not vegan?
Hey, that's what I always want to get. How the hell do they get these real, like
vegans
these
are more
beef flavored
vegans are more
you
items
all want to
without
know.
Having to put beef in it?
You
do
don't
they have to...
want to know. Remember what I said about the excretions from Satan's asshole?
Yes, Justin. Yes.
Just remember.
Oh,
that.
But that yeah. reminded me. I did mention something about bacon.
Maybe that's what Nasty Hot is.
Nasty Hot.
Nasty Hot is.
Nasty
I'm just
hot.
Imagining like.
All right. Well, I think we're running
flavor.
Long
Satan's
here.
Asshole.
It's about like 46
cheese.
Minutes.
So let's wrap this up.
No, we can continue.
No, we can't.
What about bacon?
No. I think.
I think we've outlined our plan.
All right. Well, yeah.
I think
right.
we've outstayed our welcome here.
Go eat bacon.
Go eat some bacon.
Go eat some bacon.
So
tell Brad's right. Rod Ships to go fuck
our
themselves.
Show's so popular.
Kale. And if you want to come with us for on the May 12th, 13th to pretty much. Unleash a holy hellstorm of shit on the Brad's Rock Chips Factory. Just come along. Join in.
RSVP at the Boldly Going Nowhere beginning of the End of the World Tour, part one.
More the merrier. So
via the Facebook page. Yeah.
This can't end
Facebook
well.
Page. Or just email us at BGNpodcast.
It could end brilliantly.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. BGN Podcast on Facebook.
All right. Until next time, I'm Justin Eisenstadt.
I'm Colin Kakamas.
I'm Sean Holmes.
I'm Benjamin Price.
And we are boldly going nowhere.
Outro.
Boldly Going Nowhere is a Castwave Studios production. For other shows and more, visit castwavestudios.com. Wow, that sounded great.